Chapter 24. Revision. Look after your mobile. On Friday night, two young boys were robbed in the Parkstone area. When one of them took out his new mobile phone to text his parents, two older boys stepped out in front of them.
Hi, guys. Have you got the time?
Yeah, sure. It's 9:45.
Hey, that's a nice little thing. Hand it over.
No, I won't.
I said hand it over, you little creep. Don't make me angry.
Ryan, I think you should give it to him.
Look, there's a smart guy. I like that. What about you? Have you got a mobile too?
No, I haven't. Leave us alone, please.
So what's that in your hand? Let me see. Wow! Look here. Surprise, surprise. A mobile. And the latest model.
Oh, please don't take it. It's a birthday present. My dad will be very upset.
Yeah, it's true. His dad will...
I'll tell Dad and then he'll call the police and...
No, you won't. Because if you do, we'll be back. And you'll regret that.
And you don't want to get hurt, right?
No, but I...
Listen, you lost your toys and you don't know where, right?
Yeah, right. Yes, we don't know where.
The two boys walked home in silence. There was nothing they could do, and they felt both helpless and angry. How can you look after your mobile? Chief of Police Howard Reynolds says,
keep your mobile in your pocket or your bag. Put it away after each call. Never lend it to strangers. Use the vibrate alert. Use a PIN number so other people can't use your phone. Never argue when people threaten you. Just give them your things.